talking about Tzaras. Parsha of Tzaras appears to be something very esoteric, very irrelevant to today's day and age. Yeah, you learn about the birds, Lashon Hara, and Gaiva, and quarantine. Halacha l'maisa, it appears to be rochuk mimizruch l'mairav, our connection to the sugyos, the relative halachos, the relevant halachos of Tzaras. Okay, we learn it, we read part of the Torah HaKadosha, and we discuss at the beginning of the week why indeed do we not have the laws of Tzaras Bizman Azeh. How come there is no practical application? The Rambam says, Bifnei Abayis, Shlo Bifnei Abayis, in the Eretz Shol, Chutz Eretz. Okay, but yet, it is very true, very, very, very interesting. I don't like to use the word too much, the word interesting, but it is definitely interesting that there are many elements in the laws of Tzaras that interact with many other very practical and common halachos, which by interacting with them give us a much greater appreciation for the relevant halachos. I'm going to give you a few examples. Okay, let's first start with Sefira Soimer. Sefira Soimer is a very practical halacha. Okay, everyone counted Sefira today, 13 days in the Omer, 1 week and 6 days in the Omer. Okay, we have Sefira Soimer. So everyone knows, you know, between Pesach and Shavuos, we count the Omer, and we make a bracha, and we count the days, and the weeks, and then we say, Harachaman, Huyachazir Lana, Avaydes Beis HaMilosh Tomakom B'mher V'yabeinu Amin Sela, which basically is based on our acknowledgement that Sefira Soimer is what we do today is Zecher LeMikdash. According to most poskim, Sefira Soimer is not today a mitzvah de'oraisa for one very simple reason. We have not brought the carbon Oimer on Pesach, on the second day of Pesach, and we do not plan, unless the Mikdash can be rebuilt, to bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. So if there's no, since the Torah makes it very clear the counting of the Omer is related to the Omer and the Shtei Lechem, and if you don't have the Omer, you don't have the Shtei Lechem, so what are you counting? You count, the Torah says you have to count between the Omer and the Shtei Lechem. Where is the Omer? Where is the Shtei Lechem? There's no Omer, there's no Shtei Lechem, so there's no mitzvah. So why then do we do the mitzvah? The Rabbanon, the rabbi said, do the mitzvah, Zecher L'Mikdash. And that's the main reason why it's very important to say the words, after you count the Omer, saying the Harachamon is almost exactly the same thing as saying Zecher LeMikdash Kehillel. Kach Hoye Hill Oisim Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Oyekayim Harakoye Korech Pesach Matzo Mor B'Yachad. Or some say Matzo Mor B'Yachad L'Kayim Ashenemer Al Matzois Umirorim Yochelu. So just like we observe Korech, and we make it very clear that we're doing Korech Zecher LeMikdash. This is another example of Zecher LeMikdash, and it's a really good one because Chazal went so far to demand from us that we make a bracha on this Zecher LeMikdash. The topic of Zecher LeMikdash is an enormous topic, and the vast majority of things that we do the Zecher LeMikdash, we do not make a blessing. To make a blessing b'shem Malchus only because of Zecher LeMikdash is quite a chiddush. It's quite a chiddush. And that's why some of the Mefarshim say, if the fact we're making a bracha, it must be that it's a mitzvah deraisa bizman. I don't remember all the names of Rishonim. It is a mitzvah deraisa bizman hazeh, just because we don't have the Omer and we don't have the Shtei Lechem, so what? It's still a mitzvah deraisa to count the days in between, and that's why we make a bracha. Because if it was only a zecher lemikdash, you wouldn't make a bracha. You would count the Omer, but not adek dekach. Unless you want to say, as most of the poskim do say, is that no way. If you don't have the mashmois of the psukim, is clear that there must be a carbon oimer, there must be on Shavuos Shtei Lechem, and only then would it trigger a mitzvah deraisa, and we don't have a deraisa today, but yet the Rabbanon felt that this is such an important mitzvah, they said we should do it Zecher LeMikdash and recite Harachman to indicate that it's Zecher LeMikdash. Okay, now we count. Now in this week's parsha, there's another counting that takes place, and that is a Zav and a Zava. It says by the Zav, it is interesting, it does not say by the Zav, it only says it by the Zav, I don't know why, V'safro lo shivas yamim. A woman, I'm sure everyone knows the basic rules. There is an 18/28, 29, 30-day cycle a woman goes through. Okay, a woman when obviously becomes a nida every approximately 28, 29, 30 days. And then, but in halacha, there's another cycle, the 18-day cycle. And that means if a woman, just go to the basic halacha, so if a woman sees dam in the beginning of the cycle, she is a nida min hatorah for 7 days. And that means she can see dam all 7 days. It really doesn't make a bit of a difference. And on day 7, she goes to the mikvah. On day seven, she goes to the mikvah by day, and as long as she does not see dam from the moment she goes to mikvah until the night, that night, the night following the end of 7 days, she's tahora labala. So basically, for 3 weeks, she's permitted to her husband, and for 1 week, she, from the moment that she sees dam, she is a nida 7 days, and there's no need to count clean days. It doesn't make a difference. Now, once she begins day 8, according to the Torah, she begins an 11-day critical period of time. If a woman sees dam one of those days, those next 11 days, she is tameya on that day immediately, and she's tameya the next day as well. And if she goes one whole day, everything is fine and good. On Shemeres Yoim Kineged Yoim. If she sees dam 2 days in a row during the next 11 days, then she's still okay. She just goes to mikvah on the third day, and everything is fine and good as long as she's clean on day 3. But if a woman sees blood 3 days in a row during the next 11 days, From day eight going forward 11 days, then she becomes what's called a zava. Oh, zava gedayla, she's in trouble. In order for her to return to a state of purity, to be permitted to her husband, v'chulu, she has to observe 7 clean days. 7 clean days. And then she has to be toivel in a mayon, only for korban. Again, to complicate, go into a fountain, and then she is tar. Today, because of all of the confusion, Benois Yisrael hichmiru al atzman, and if they see a tipa stam kechardol, they automatically consider themselves to be a zova gedoyla. And they count Zayin Nikiyim, 7 clean days. So today we have a lot of chumers. Not everything is a chum, but there are a lot of stringencies we're combining together today. A woman today who is in Nida is really considering herself to a very large degree to be a Zava Gedoyla. But Mikar Hadin, the cycle is, there are 7 days, the beginning of the cycle, a woman becomes a Nida. When she sees dam, she's in nida for 7 days. And after the 7 days are over, begin an 11-day process. And during those 11 days, if she sees dam, which is not natural, it should not happen, if she sees dam for 3 days in a row, she becomes a zava gedoyla, and she needs zayin nikiyim. If she makes it to day 18, 7 plus 11, and she gets through days and there's no dam, and then on day 19, she sees dam. She has an accelerated cycle. So she starts all over again. She now is at the beginning of her cycle. It's like she started all over again. It's also not normal because really should be 29, 21. But after 11 days, the next time she sees dam, she's in need. Okay, that's really relevant in our discussion. But I want to point out is that there is a halacha that if a woman does see dam during the 3 days, it's not really no gebe zman hazeh, because today women are even though women do have zayin nikiyim, they do observe that, but they're not observing the zayin nikiyim as if there are actually for real a zava gedoyla. But if they were, if you would have a woman today who we would keep track and she would see blood 3 days in a row during the 11 days, theoretically she's a zava gedoyla. And then when she would observe the Zayin Nikiyim, the Torah says, "V'sofra lo shivas yamim." She shall count 7 days. It's the same word the Torah uses by Sfiras Omer. Similar. U'safartem lochem mimocharas haShabbos sheva Shabbos is tamimos. Another pasuk says chamishim yoim. So the question is, he never heard a woman who was observing the Zayin Nikiyim make a bracha every night. L'shem yichud kodesh abrichu. Baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech olam asher kedoshanu b'mitzvah sivanu al sefiras the Zayin yimei Zayin Nikiyim shel Zava. You never heard of such a thing of a woman making a bracha and counting with the bracha the 7 days of the Zayin Nikiyim. Now, today it's not relevant, again, because every time a woman comes in Nida, she counts 7 Nikiyim. But theoretically, if a woman would keep track of her days and would be, and would know, okay, she was in Nida, and now she's up to day number 8, and she would see Dam 3 days in a row, so then when she would be observing the Zayin Nikiyim, L'chayra would be a Din Daraisa. She would be observing the Zayin Nikiyim Yidin of Azava Gedoyla, and it would apply to the Pasuk V'Safra Lo, and she should really make a bracha every single one of the Zayin Nikiyim. Yet, you never heard of such a thing of a woman making a bracha when she observes the Zayin Nikiyim. I know article published The Woman's Sitter, and there are other publishers who have published A Woman's Sitter. And The Woman's Sitter, you don't have anywhere a L'Shem Yichud and a bracha you make for the Zayin Nikiyim. And the question is, why not? And this is not a small question, this is a serious question. And it's dealt with by the Rishonim. And the answer given is a shocking answer. There really is a shocking answer, which really opens up a whole topic of discussion when it comes to Sfiras Omer. And the basic answer, let me try to do the proper way and tell you who says what. It would be very good if a person that says tells you something will tell you the source and not just make things up. The main reason that she does not count, let's find it over here, V'yesh Loimar, who says this is the Daz Zekenim. Some of this, now you'd expect to say this, not the typical type of the Daz Zekenim Mibale HaToysvis in Parshas Behar. Not on this Parsha, it's in a different place. Okay, in Parshas Behar, Parsh Behar is where you have the midst of Sfiras Omer. So there, the Daz Zekenim, the Bale HaToysvis, which usually is in the Mikrois HaGdolis in the back, somewhere. I don't know if the Rashi put it in the front, I don't remember. He asked the question, oh, Sfiras Omer, you can't make a bracha. So how come in the other place in the Torah where you make a bracha, where you count, for example, the Isha, who's a Zava, why doesn't she make a bracha? And he says something shocking. Because v'yesh loymar, shema tira v'seseres, v'nimses bracha levatola. She'll count day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, and on day 5, she sees dam. So what is the halacha? A woman who's counting Zayin Nikiyim, and she sees dam in the middle, she has to start counting all over again. So that means on day 1, day 2, day 3, and day 4, when she did count with a bracha, those brachas retroactively were brachas levatola. A bracha levatola, Shem Hashem, this is part of the Ten Commandments. Okay, she violated the Ten Commandments 5 times. So because of the possibility that she she'll see Dam, and it will cause her to start counting all over again, and the first 5 days were for nothing, and she made a bracha, 5 brachas levatola could have occurred, all the way up to 6. That's why the Daz Zekein Mibalei HaToysvis says the halacha is, even though it's a mitzvah de'oraisa to count, she does not make a bracha. Unbelievable. Why is it unbelievable? Because, wait a minute, don't we count Sfira? So why should we make a bracha? Tonight, you're going to count 14. I don't know if you should make a bracha. Are you really certain? Are you really certain you're going to make it to the finish line? No guarantees. no guarantees. Like I told, I
there's what? For some odd reason, you're going to miss one of the nights.
So the Mishnah Berurah actually says, I think the Mishnah Berurah says that women are noig not, he actually alludes to this. This is a shocking thing. You tell this to women today, they will throw you out of the house. That women do not, I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, women do not count Sfira because it's almost, it's inevitable. They're not going to make it to the finish line. They're never going to make it. Most of them make it much better than the men make it. Okay, they're not going to make it. And therefore, it turns out that all the brachas were basically, I don't remember the exact lashon, it's like a bracha levatala. Woo! So the women don't count altogether. Okay, let's think about the women. Let's forget about the women. Let's talk about the men. Why do men, does a man have a guarantee he's going to make it to the end? A woman, this is a normal thing for a woman. A woman is a nida, she becomes a zava, okay. Now she counts Zayin Nikiyim. I don't know what the statistics are, but I would assume it's not...
Boiling?
Okay, I don't know what the statistics are.
Yeah, but the counting, we do our suffix, the zava. We don't know
what
the
statistics are. Wait, I'm getting confused over here with what are you saying, Mayor?
The woman today is we're not sure if it's a
nid
or
zava. Let's discuss.
If the bracha is a deraisa, then you would have a.
The bracha is never deraisa. The mitzvah of counting is a deraisa. No, but if it's a mitzvah deraisa, you would make a bracha. When it comes to sfiras oimer, we make a bracha. So let's talk about a case.
What I'm saying, the
sphere
we have today is a...
Correct. So I'm not talking about the sphere today that we... I'm not talking about... when it comes to a woman who counts Zayin Nikiyim, 99% of the time when they're counting Zayin Nikiyim, they're not counting as a Zava Gedoyla. They're counting as a Chumra, as an extreme Chumra. Benois, they're Nidois, they're not Zavais. But Benois, Yisrael Hechmiru Al Atzmon, to treat themselves as Zavais, and they count Zayin Nikiyim. I'm not discussing that. I want to discuss a case... Right, I'm not discussing that. Let's discuss Bizman Shabes Hamikdash Yekayim. Let's discuss even the situation today when a woman knows as a fact that she's a Zava Gedola. It can happen. A woman knows as a fact that she's a Zava Gedola according to the calculations of Zava Gedola. And now she taka as a mitzvah derais of Zayin Nikiyim. You don't make a bracha. And let's make believe with going Bizman Shabes Hamikdash Yekayim when they actually observed before all the chumras of Chardal, before the chumras of Hechmir Al Atzman. The Bazikainim Mibali Atayisvis says that even if you will have a situation, a society, in a situation where a woman is counting the Zayin Nikiyim the way it says in the Torah, they will not make a bracha. You know why they're not going to make a bracha? Even though it's a mitzvah deraisa, when you'll construct such a theoretical case, they will not make the bracha. You know why not? Because it's going to be a bracha levatala. Because maybe they will see dam, and if they'll see dam retroactively, it'll be a bracha levatala. So the question we bracha levatala. So now the question is, if that is the case, why then do we men make a bracha bizman hazeh on sfiras ha'omer, which is only midrabanan bizman hazeh to make on sfiras ha'omer, when there's even a more chance that we're going to mess up? Now let me explain to you what I mean. First, now this.
By the woman, it's a maybe not in her control.
Oh. So you're saying right? Okay. So you're saying an answer by Rabbi. Shleimim Mitzion, Rabbi Feldman, he says your answer at the very, very end. At the very end, in one short paragraph, he says your answer. But the truth is, you can use that answer that he gives as part to pump up the question. Pump up the question, because when it comes to the woman seeing Dam, it's not under her control if she will see Dam. What are the statistics? I don't know what the statistics are. I'm assuming that if the Torah told her to keep Zayin Nikiyim, the statistics are 90% of the time she'll make it. Without even trying. She doesn't have to do anything. She just has to count 7 clean days. Most, it's not the time of her cycle where it's normal for her to see blood. It's not, there's an abnormality for her to see blood. Go Basar Chazaka. The world goes on, the world functions in a normal way. A healthy person doesn't see blood during, why did she become a Zava Gedola? It's a Kasha. She became a Zava Gedola, now she needs to keep Zayin Nikiyim. It's not the time of her cycle when she sees Dam. And she doesn't have to do anything.
She does, but today we do
B'dikah. These are Chomers. No, but she doesn't have to, no, she doesn't have to, she doesn't have to, you don't have to do a B'dikah. you don't have, these are chumras. If she just as it just does not have a sensation that she saw down. It's sheva al taseh. Whereas when it comes to svira, you have to every single day remember to count svira. There's a very high likelihood you're going to forget because you have to do something. The isha doesn't have to do anything. She sits back and she does nothing for 7 days and hopes nothing happens. When it comes to svira, it's kum v'aseh. Not only is it kum v'aseh, it's 50 days. Whereas 7 days is a much shorter period of time. So if the Das Zekein Mibala HaTosfos says, the reason why a woman should not make a bracha when she does it on a D'oraisa level is because who knows what's going to happen? She may not make it to the end. And if she doesn't make it to the end, retroactively, she made brachas levatola. So al achas ka, you can argue, if that's the case for 7 days, where she doesn't have to do anything, she just has to hope that her body should function like a normal, healthy person, which I think is very reasonable. A normal, healthy person at this time of her cycle doesn't see dam, and it's only 7 days, and even then, the Das Zekein Baal Teis says, oh, we don't take chances with brachas. Al achas kama v'kama, bizman hazeh, according to most places, kim sfira sem zuli midrabanan. It's only midrabanan, and it's something you have to do every single day. And everyone can tell you, oh, I forgot one day. It happens pretty often. People forget for 50 days, a much longer period of time. How? And the Mishnah Berurah Taka says, women shouldn't count svira because it's inevitable they're going to forget. So therefore, what are you getting involved in making brachas? So the men should be the same thing. No difference.
So then on the flip side, I can say, if you didn't like my first answer because you pushed that one away, on the flip side, the woman is counting 7 days, which are normal, average, everyday occurrences with nothing happening. More likely to forget versus 50 days of being involved with sphere. So involved with
okay, so you,
something to remind me every single okay. day, oh my gosh, my bed itches. It's something to remind me every day.
Okay, so you can say a svara like this or this. He at the end, Rabbi Felder says, you're svara. He says, he holds that to be a very strong, so what you said before is that it's involuntary. It's not under your control. The body has its own life. It does what it wants. You're the Bala boss. I have to count 7 days. It's not in my power. When it comes to Sphira, it's under my control. I should go and make reminders. If I forget, there's no one to blame other than myself if I don't count Sphira every one of the 50 days. When it comes to a woman's body, it's not my fault. I didn't do this. My body, it released dam. I have no control over this. When it's not under your control, that's when the Das Zekein and Mibali HaTosfos says we don't take chances, you don't make a bracha levatola. Whereas when it comes to Sphira, it's totally, totally under your control. You are accountable and you are to blame, and therefore make the brachas. Yeah.
My serious argument, if a person to guess, and so we know you can listen to somebody else.
Okay, so then we're coming to other answers. So now we're coming now.
What happens if the woman bleeds on the 16th, 17th, and 18th days? Like, are there any blood she sees during the
she needs Zayin Nikiyim.
Would be Nida, right?
No. 16, 17, 18 is the 11 days of Ziva.
No, but now the seven days that she counts after that, the blood would not be Zav blood, it would be Nida blood.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. She gets all messed up. These are the Mishnah. The laws are very complicated, and it's all presented in Masechta Zavim. You're asking very good, and all of these issues are all thoroughly discussed in the Mishnayos. Oh, but we're just talking about the Rashi Prakim for in order to make this relevant for Sfira Seimer. Okay, so now
by listening to somebody else, are you taking away the bracha levatola by listening to somebody else for the rest of the Sfira?
Okay, so possibly, yeah. So you're making a very big enough community. Say something very, very good that a person should go out of his way. Let's come back to what you're touching on. So now we come to another issue. And the other issue, there's a greater issue. This is why the laws of this is what we're trying to bring out, is that the laws of Tsaras and really I'm talking about Ziva become very relevant when you have able to contrast concepts. Sfira Soimer is thoroughly relevant. Everyone does it. What are we doing exactly? So when you go and you take a sugya of ziva, which is totally irrelevant, not totally irrelevant, but it's not really relevant in a deraisa level, bizman hazeh, okay, nosha, and you start going to the lundis, then sfira sa'oimer becomes a whole different sfira when we come to understand what exactly we're doing in order to avoid this collision between the laws of sfira and the laws of ziva. So let's touch upon what you just mentioned. Let's touch upon this. And what you mentioned, is what exactly is the mitzvah of sefira? Is it one big mitzvah, or is it 49 separate individual mitzvahs? This is a machlekes rishonim. Toisvis is under the opinion, the machlekes between the halachos gedolos, which is a rishon, okay, preceded Toisvis, I think, okay, the das halachos gedolos, who holds that it is 49 separate mitzvahs. Oh, it says tamimois. You know, it says it doesn't say the word tamimois by the Zova. It says the word tamimois, sheva shabbos is tamimois by Sfira Soimer. It doesn't matter. The halachos gedolos holds that the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer is not one big mitzvah. It is 49 separate individual mitzvahs. Toisvis thoroughly disagrees. He brings down the sugya, and he writes there, Im hifsig yomechad v'loisi b'shuv in a sofer, mishum deba'aya t'mimois. Or did I make it the other way around? V'teimu g'doy lehu v'lo yitochin. I think I made a mistake, as I always do. It's the other way around. It's the other way around. The halachis g'doylois holds that it's one big mitzvah, and Toisvis says, lo yitochin. That's the opposite. Toisvis, in Mesech de Menachos, Daf Samach Vov, Omer Aleph, says, he quotes the halachos gedolos, and then he says, v'lo yitochin. Teimo gedoluhu. A teimo gedolu to say that it's one big mitzvah, and if you miss one day, you can no longer continue counting with the bracha. It's 49 separate mitzvahs. Shulchan Aruch passes like who? Not like Toisvis. Okay, that's unusual. Generally, most of the Piskei Halacha in Shulchan Aruch are usually follow Toisvis. I mean, Toisvis is a major influence over Shulchan Aruch. And with Chayish is Shulchan Aruch, he writes his words over here, Chayish Ladas, Ha Halacha is Gedolos. And everyone knows the Halacha, that if you miss one day entirely, you forget at night and you forget by day, and you come the next day, I did not count for 24 hours. Everyone knows you can no longer make a bracha. Why? We're choshesh for the das of the halachos gedolos. It's one big mitzvah. It's one big mitzvah, and you stop the mafsik. It's over. Does that mean, according to the halachos gedolos, that all of the brachas you made until now are brachas levatala? Maybe, yeah. Maybe tach. According to the halachos gedolos, it could very well be that it's a bracha. That's the whole question. Our bracha levatala. The Das Ziken Nibala Taisvah says that when it comes to an isha who counts with the bracha, and then at the end she has dam, it's a bracha levatala lechayra. It would be, according to the halachos gedolos, indeed a bracha levatala. Now, does a person have to go say to teshuva lechayra? Not, because it's only choishesh. Only choishesh for the halachos gedolos that mikanu labo, he should not make a bracha. But of course, you should still count, and you should still hear a bracha from someone else. You know, you have to still count, because we be'etzem hold like Toisvis, who holds that it's 49 separate mitzvahs. Now, this has a major relevant issue. That's the reason why we count with a bracha, because if we didn't count, because if you're going to accept as the gold standard the Das Zikhen Nibali Atoisvis, and now rely upon Rabbi Felder's answer to the mechalik between your body is not under your control. It almost sounds like here we're in the Supreme Court over here. Rabbi Michal, you find that funny? Okay? We're in the mechalik, if we ignore the answer, finally Rabbi Michal cracked a smile. Finally. If we're going to be mechalek, we're not going to accept the answer of the Rabbi Felder and say that it's not under our control, and by spirit it's under your control, and we're going to say there's really no difference. So we got a major question. If the Baal Das HaKein, Baal HaTayis does not allow a woman to count because it may result in a bracha levatala, how then do we allow people to count? Sriyas HaOymer, if you follow the halachos gedolos, that it's one big mitzvah. And come on, the statistics are that most people don't make it. Not most, but a nice chunk of society does not make it to the end counting every single day.
Why not just make one bracha at the beginning?
No, because that one bracha, every ma'isa sfira, every act, there are 49 acts which combine to make one mitzvah. You got it, it's all or nothing. According to the halachas gedolos, it's all or nothing. So how do we do this? So the answer is we don't follow the halachas gedolos. It becomes very relevant. We really be'emes follow Tosfos. The proof that we follow Tosfos is we let you make a bracha. Because don't tell me, oh, we're going to rely upon you. We don't rely upon a woman to make a bracha for 7 days. It's only 7 days. And she doesn't really have to do anything. She just has to make sure she's just shev al taseh. And we don't let her make a bracha. Should it be a bracha levatala? So if
you're asking for consistency.
Right. So how come then when it comes to sphere, it must be that the din of sphere is different. The etzem we paskin like Tosfos. The etzem, it's 49 separate mitzvahs. Oh, if it's 49 separate mitzvahs, so just because I miss one day, why can't I go make a bracha the next day? We choishesh also for the Baal Halachos Gedolos. See, what I'm telling you now is the opposite of what the average person would tell you. You have to always ask the question, what's the ikor and what is the tafel? You can't have everything in life. Life, it's always a trade-off. That's the way it goes. You cannot have be poseach al shnei ha-se'ifim. If you take the average yeshiva bocher and you say to him, tell me, what's the ikor, what's the tafel? Is the Baal Halachos Gedolos the ikor, that it's one big mitzvah, or is the Das Tosfos the ikor, that it's 49 separate mitzvahs? The average yeshiva bocher is going to tell you the ikor is like the Halachos Gedolos. I'll prove it to you, because if you miss a day, you can't make a bracha anymore. That's one big mitzvah. Because it was 49 separate mitzvahs just because you missed one mitzvah. I missed one mitzvah. Just because I didn't put on tefillin yesterday, I don't put on today. It's not one, it's 49. So the fact that if you miss one bracha, you can't make a bracha anymore, it must be that it's one big mitzvah. If it's one big mitzvah, so let me ask, let's say you miss a day. Do you still count the next day? Yeah, you still count. Why? You blew it. It's over. It's curtains. You know, we take into consideration Tosfos, who says that it's 49 separate mitzvahs. So therefore, even though I'm not going to make a bracha, but I'm not going to leave Ma'ariv early, I'm still going to count without a bracha the days that after I missed. And I might even ask someone to make the bracha to be Moitzini. Because, you know, we'll be choishesh for Tosfos. But the ikor is the Baal Halacha is Gedolos, and it's one big mitzvah. And the ultimate proof is, if you miss a day, no more bracha.
So where does it fit in if you miss at night, you count during the day?
Because you don't only
count a bracha.
That's not Akasha. Because you only need to count during the day, during the calendar day. You don't during the whole 24-hour period. That way you can be making.
So
that you can be making for.
In the morning?
What? Because that's how Chazal constructed. You don't make a bracha in the morning, but you're going another layer. You're going another layer, which is beyond my pay grade. You're going in a little bit too deep. But I'm trying to tell you it's pumfakert. You tell the yeshiva bracha, it's just the opposite. The ikor is kedas toisvas. That's the ikor. The ikor is, it's 49 separate mitzvahs. I'll prove it to you. You gave me a proof that if you miss a day, you don't make your bracha. I'll prove the other way. You can make a bracha. If you didn't miss, you can still make a bracha. Come on. When was the last time in your life you did something 49 days in a row? When was the last time you were consistent for 49 days? You're going to make a bracha? Really? Really? You're going to make a bracha the first night, the second night of Pesach? Oh, you're going to make a bracha. You look at the average guy in shul. Yeah, yeah. You're going to make a bracha. How many times have you come to shul for Ma'ariv? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to make a bracha. Really? You're going to make it to the very, very end. Wholesale. For the Gans Klal Yisrael. Everyone, maybe you know, there's certain yechidim, the ganz klal Yisrael should make a bracha. Yeah, yeah. All you guys are going to make it. How many guys? Take a poll. Shavuos night. How many people here in Shul made it all the way? If you didn't make it all the way, no cheesecake for anyone.
I remember that he didn't want to make a bracha the first night. He says, I'm going to forget.
Oh, you're saying very good. Well, that's not the halacha, though. That's not the halacha. What?
He's going to the hospital for a 24-hour surgery on the 30th day of Yom, whatever it is.
So what's talking the halacha? I think the halacha is you still make the bracha. Almost sure.
Though he knows he's going to definitely miss.
See, this is another example. Like, no, everything the Mishnah Berurah says, do we follow every psak halacha in the Mishnah Berurah? People say, you know, Mishnah Berurah, like with the mezuzahs, you know, the whole mezuzah thing. If the mezuzah is not lefi the Mishnah Berurah, then your mezuzah is possible. So, how much does the mezuzah cost lefi the Mishnah Berurah today? That's $300. Every owner has $300. Also, the mezuzah is my house. They're not lefi the Mishnah Berurah. The apostle. So there were people out there that are saying, yeah, the apostle. And then there was an enormous backlash. What are you talking about? Just because the Mishnah Berurah says this is what it should be, everything it says in the Mishnah Berurah, you have to follow afilu b'di'evet? The Mishnah Berurah, if I'm not mistaken, says though, if a woman should not count because they're not going to make it. That's not accepted today. That's clearly not accepted today. Women count, and as you said, if you know you're going to miss a day, you're not mechuyev to think about it. And why? But it's better than that. It's also better than that, and that is because, not like the Yeshiva Bacha, that will tell you the halachas goes the ikar is like Tosfos. The ikar is, Sfiras HaOmer is 49 completely separate mitzvahs. What's the proof? You could make a bracha on the first day, even though the chances that you're going to make it, or wholesale, for Klal Yisrael, everyone in shul, is the first night, the second night of Pesach, is making a bracha. Come on, let's be realistic. How many people in shul, even if 10% are not going to make it, would Chazal institute a takana that everyone in Klal Yisrael should make a bracha when they know the statistics are that 10% will become brachas levatolis? It's not mistaver, they would institute as an obligation, you should make a bracha for the Gans Klal Yisrael when they're going to know in advance that 10% of the Jewish people are going to be making brachas levat olis. Maybe you'll tell me, no, you know, you can play with this back and forth, but it's not. Teretz is, the ikur is shitas toisvis. It's 49 separate mitzvahs. It is not a bracha levat ola, even if you know you're going to miss. So let's say Taka, you miss. And why then are you not allowed to make a bracha towards the end? Oh, secondary, the tofel. We're choishesh for the halachos gedolos, the Baal halachos gedolos, who holds that it's one big mitzvah. And in Melo, you can't make the bracha. But you should still count Svira, and you are still the chatchila. So the point is, again, like just to review, the average person will tell you, in life, there's always, there's an ikor and there's a tofa. That's the way everything is in life. There's trade-offs. You cannot have it all. Who is the ikor? Who is the tofa? Is the Baal Halachas Gedolos who holds that it's one big mitzvah, the ikor, and Tosfos that says that it's 49 separate mitzvahs, the tofa? Or is Tosfos the ikor, that it's 49 separate mitzvahs, and the Baal Halachas Gedolos is the Tofel, that it's one big mitzvah? The average person will clearly tell you without thinking that the Ikur is the Baal Halachas Gedolos, and Tosfos is the secondary. The proof is, because if you forget to make a bracha, one night you can no longer continue counting. Not necessarily. If the Ikur was like the Baal Halachas Gedolos, you cannot ignore the Das Zekein Mibali HaTosfos, which challenges people. Who says you can make a bracha when there's a possibility that it's going to end in a disaster? If the woman who's a Zava cannot make a bracha, so L'chara, you can argue, I mean, you can play with this back and forth, that the person who has to count 50 days, not 1 week, the woman who's a Zava is only counting 1 week, and even she can't make a bracha. So if you have to do it 7 times what she needs to do, and you have to remember, it's an active thing that has to be done to count, the mitzvah is to count. Who says you can make a bracha? the fact that we let you make a bracha goes to show, and we do this wholesale for the whole Klal Yisrael, no matter who you are. And even in your case, if you know you're going to have surgery, you're going to be out cold for 48 hours, doesn't matter, you make a bracha. As long as you're going strong, you're going strong. Because the ikar is like Tosfos. And with choishesh as a secondary, that if you forget to make one night, okay, so don't be so swift to be moitzi shem shemayim when with choishesh for the baal halachos gedolos. So here we have an example of where something is very esoteric. How many people know the halachos of hilchos zavim, zavim and zavis? Okay, Noshim know this to a much larger degree, but they don't, the women who, because they observe the halachas, but they don't observe the halachas, they don't, they, many of them, I don't know, but I won't assume they fully comprehend the concepts of where it's coming from. There's a certain, you know, you buy a book, or you have a kala teacher, and you teach the rules, these are the rules, these are the rules. It becomes like a new, where do these rules come from? It's more complex to understand the laws of Nida, and the laws of Ziva, and how they interconnect, and because of confusion, Noshim hichmiru al atzman, and they combined the two together, and they made a new set of rules that it doesn't say anywhere. It doesn't say anywhere. You take a guide, the laws of Nida, okay, here are the rules. Where does it say this? Show me where it says this in the Torah, these rules of Hilchos Nida, with all the halachas of Hefsek Taira, and Zayinikim, and you go to mikvah bedavka at night. A zava doesn't need to go at night. A zava can go by day. Okay, a zava. Again, that's a part of the contradiction. Whatever. Where does it say all this? Where does it say all this? Where do you get this from? Oh, where you got this from? Well, you have to know the laws of Nida, and you have to learn the mesechta zavim, and they have basically nothing to do with one another. Okay, Nida and Zav has zero in common, and because of the confusion, they overlap, and we have now a whole new Shulchan Aruch that came out of nowhere. But not everyone knows all, so it's almost very irrelevant, the laws of Ziva in its purest sense. Yet, when you match it up with Sfir HaSa'omer, it becomes very relevant in appreciating what exactly is going on by the laws of Sfir. And there's another idea I want to touch upon, and this, I think, is a little bit controversial to say such a thing. Not controversial, I mean, in a Chiddush and Halacha is like this. Maybe Be'etzem, here's the question. B'zman hazeh, most of the Rishonim hold that Sfir HaSa'omer is only Midrabanan. It's only Midrabanan. Why? There's no Oimer and there's no Shtei Halechem. So when we're counting 50 days between the Omer, and there is no, so it's only Midrabanan. So why do we do it? Chazal said, Zecher LeMikdash. You shouldn't forget, there's something called Sfira. So do it, make a bracha. Here's the question. When Chazal instituted Zecher LeMikdash, that we should count, is there takana exactly the way it was done b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, or is it different? Take for example Korech. How do you do Korech b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim? Al matzois umirorim yochaluhu. The pasuk says, take the korban pesach. There are three ingredients in Korech. There is the korban pesach, there is the matzah, and the maror. So zecher lemikdash kehila, kach hayahil oisem zman shabeis hamikdash hayakayim hayakorech. Was it what it's really pesach matzah maror? Everyone does korech. Who doesn't do korech? But no one does it right, because you don't have pesach. So you don't have pesach. Who are you fooling? So bishleima, you know, when it comes to Sfir HaSa'omer, we're doing it exactly the way they did it when there was a Beis HaMikdash. The only difference is, there's another factor. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was the Omer on day one, and there was the Shtei HaLechem on day 50. But the counting is b'diyuk, exactly the same. Right, exactly. They made a bracha, and they counted exactly the same. Korech is not exactly the same, because you're missing the Korban Pesach. So you're doing something that resembles what they did, but it's not exactly the same. Question. When Chazal instituted that we should count, maybe the way we count is not the same the way they counted. In other words, I'm trying to argue with you something outrageous. When there was the Beis HaMikdash, it was one mitzvah. It was one mitzvah, like the halacha is gedolos. There's the Omer and there's the Shtei Halacha. And the Torah says, make that connection. It's one mitzvah. Bisman Shebeis HaMikdash was one mitzvah. Did we make a bracha when we counted? No. No, there was no bracha. I'm telling you something outrageous. No bracha. Why? Why is there no bracha? Is it a deraisa? Yeah. What's the deraisa? Omer, Shtei Halechem, bridge them by counting. It's one mitzvah. You want to go make a bracha every single night? You're going to mess up. If the Zovo doesn't make a bracha for 7 days, you think you're going to make it for 50 days?
I can't remember specifics, but somehow I have it in the back of my mind that whenever we do anything zeichel nigish, we're not supposed to do it.
Proves my point.
We're not supposed
to. It proves my point.
And I don't remember the other examples, but I know there are...
Menorah, Hanukkah.
Right, okay.
That's a deraisa. That's not a deraisa. That's
the. We
do it as zecher and we daf.
Do it differently.
To show that it's only a zecher and we don't have
Yerushalayim. So I'm trying to tell you like exactly this. That Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim doesn't have, even though we have no records. It's very bizarre. There are no records of what they did. Bizman, I'm trying to suggest to you, they bidafka did not make a bracha. Because Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim, when it's deraisa, you're connecting the Omer to the Shtei Halechem, we pass like the Baal Halachis Gedot, it's one mitzvah. If it's one mitzvah, you miss one day, you're finished. L'mafreya, all the brachas you made were brachas levatola. The Dasikanim says, a Zava can't make a bracha. Because you don't know, you know guarantees in life, you're going to make it to the very end. You don't. That's not the way you do a mitzvah. A mitzvah that takes a lot of time, and you do it in an order, you can't make a bracha. But today there is no Beis HaMikdash. We're not doing it like we did Bizman. Chazal into the Zeichel HaMikdash, and the Zeichel HaMikdash that we're masakin is 49 separate mitzvahs to be different than the way they did the Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYekayim. It's taka different. Because it's not, anyway, you have to show, yeah, it's like exactly what you're saying. Zeichel HaMikdash is not necessarily the way they did it. We do it today, Zeichel HaMikdash. So we count 49, Chazal gave us 49 separate mitzvahs to do Zeichel HaMikdash. If you miss 23, so big deal. Do 24, do 25, do 26. You can make a bracha because it's completely separate. Who says, I'm trying to, that the chilik between the Baal Halachas and Tosfos is a chilik, is if it's a din d'oraisa or it's a din d'rabbanan.
Hanukkah, you still make a bracha the next
time. That's exact. Hanukkah, there's no din sefira.
Oh, I understand, but...
It's a lumbness in counting. Usifartem. Chazal, there's a din of usifartem. There's a din of isofro law. There's a din, a halacha of counting. And like exactly what you said, what's the din of Zeichel HaMikdash? Don't get carried away and think you're living in the Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim. The proof, I think the ultimate proof is Korech. Bizman Shabbos there was Pesach Matzah Mara. There's no Pesach, so why do it? Zeichel HaMikdash is different.
It's not Mestaba, even the Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim, they connected the Omer to the Shtei Halechem. What connected it? The counting. Without a bracha, you're saying, right?
I'm not. I'm not. Give the bracha. Is it one mitzvah or is it multiple mitzvahs?
So if Bezdin didn't make a bracha, didn't say the sphere there. So
not Bezdin. It's not in Bezdin. The din of Bezdin is only by Yovel. There's another halach of counting, and that is to count Yovel. That's for Bezdin. This is the
so
third.
The of
Bezdin, Omer, and the Yochid, Lochem, the Chazal Asher Lochem, every single individual. You're confusing this with another famous sugya we talk about, is that is the counting of the years of Shemitah and Yovel.
How is the Yochid being Mekayim, Omer, and Shtei Halechem?
That's a mystery. It's a Gemara. I don't know what the Gemara is. The Gemara talks about the difference between the counting of the Bezdin for the year of Yovel, that is only the Bezdin. Every year on Yom Kippur, they made a bracha. I don't know what they did. I don't know. It's a different sugya. Bezdin, who said the Bezin, they count, this is 10 years in the counting of Yovel. Okay, which is one Shemitah and 3 years. Bez Din, not an individual, there's no halacha. Sefira Asamir, even though it's true, it depends on the Mikdash, every Yochid paid for that. You know, the Korbanos Sibur, who paid for the Korbanos Sibur? The Machzis HaShekel. Everyone had a chelek in the Korbanos. So there's a din on every single individual. I gave a Machzis HaShekel. My Machzis HaShekel went to buy the Omer, it went to buy the Shtei HaLechem. Memela, it's a deraisa to connect the two. It's one big mitzvah.
He forgot the 10th day, so
no, he didn't even count with the bracha, I'm trying to say.
He didn't count.
You have to count. The pasuk tells you to count. The pasuk sefartem lochem mimochnas hashamis miyoyim avich nes oimer sheva shabbos is tamimos chamishim yoyim.
He didn't count for 1 day. He didn't count.
So he was mavatul mitzvah deraisa. He should go home. He doesn't have to count anymore. You lost out. Too late. You messed up. No more counting for you. You're wasting your time. Counting for you, you're just a waste of time. You ruined the mitzvah. The mitzvah, if it's... I'm suggesting. I don't know if it's true. I'm suggesting that bizman shebe, according to the Bahalachas Gedolos, if it is one mitzvah, if you forget to count one day, don't waste your time counting the remaining of the days. Because you lost out on the mitzvah. You ruined the mitzvah. We today don't have a daraisa. It's midrabanan. Question, why is it midrabanan? It's called Zecher LeMigdash, and that's why it's critical to say the Harachamon. The Mishnah Berurah says all this. Harachamon, why do you say Harachamon? Since when do you say Harachamons? Harachamon, Yachazir Lanu, Avoidas, Beis HaMigdash, LeMakoma, Bemeher of Yomenu, Amein Sela. You're making a statement that the bracha I made in the counting is Zecher LeMigdash. Dr. Dov, Zecher LeMigdash, he remembered from somewhere that every time there's a din in Zecher LeMigdash, it cannot be identical. The Zecher LeMikdash cannot be identical to the actual service itself. You have to be mechalik in the Zecher, and the Zecher and the actual Ma'is HaMikdash. Where's the difference? The Omer and the Shtei HaLechem, that's external. That's not under your control. But the way you're counting is identical. Unless you want to say the Lomdis of how you count is different. The Lomdis of counting when there's a Mikdash, it's one mitzvah. When Chazal came along and told us, no, don't forget, Zecher LeMikdash, they gave us something similar, like Koirech, without the Maror. They gave us 49 separate mitzvahs of counting. Memela, if you miss one day, it's no big deal, so you count the next day. You count the next day. And that's why we're allowed to make a bracha. Because it doesn't make a difference if we miss the next day. Because it's 49 separate mitzvahs. Which would then mean that Bisman Shabbos Hamdin Shoyukayim, and it's one big mitzvah, they didn't make a bracha. No one made a bracha. Who says you're going to make it to the end? Just like the Das Zakenim says that a woman can't make a bracha when she counts the Yimei Ziva, because who says? You don't know what's going to be in the future. You know the future? No one knows the future. No one knows what's going to be in 5 minutes. You know what's going to be in 7 days? No bracha. Klal Yisrael, no bracha. No one knows every individual who's Sfartim Lechem what's going to be. But Bisman Hazeh, Zecher LeMikdash, it's a different type of counting. Memela, you make a bracha. Oh, if I miss a day, why can't? V'choyshesh for the Daz Zekeinim. They say that's Hagufa, not a Zecher LeMikdash.
Okay, but
the Chazal, they were sakin in a certain way. This is a suggestion. This brings out over here, you know, a whole yisoid. I'll tell you over here, I have 3 minutes. I'll tell you another example. This is a short example. Another example of where these things come in. The laws of ziva become relevant in bizman hazeh. Let's talk about negoyim, nigei batim. Very quick, nigei batim. A coin goes into the bais, and he looks at the wall. Oh, look at this! We have here on the wall a real nega. Wow, a real nega. Okay, we're going to have to declare the bayis tamei. The halacha is, the bayis is not tamei until the kohen leaves the house. He has to leave the house and has to close the door. Tamei. This bayis is tamei. Until he leaves the house and says those words, everything is tahor. L'may nafkamina, get everything out of here. I'm going to go outside. I'm giving you 10 minutes to clean out the house so that when I say tamei, will save you a lot of agmas nefesh. Everything should not become tamei. The Gemara asked this question. The Gemara asked the question. Wait a minute. A nega needs a shear. If the kohen looks at the nega and then walks out and shuts the door, maybe by the time he says Tame, the nega has diminished in size. It's less than the shiur. And if it's less than the shiur, then it's not true. When he says Tame, it's not really a base menuga. So the Gemara says, chazaka. Chazaka. There's a chazaka that if 5 minutes ago there was a nega, nothing changed. The nega is still there. And the Chanami will make another inspection in a week from now. We'll see. But this, in the meantime, you have a right. It's a halachic principle. Now here they asked, here the achroinim. Gzeres hakos. There's a sheer. Now here he has a lomdish question. Yechil Michel Feinstein. I believe it's a lomdish shaila. Wait a minute. The bias until now has a cheskas tahara. And until the coin walked in, we have a nega. I don't know what we have. A coin has to make an inspection. The bias has a cheskas tahara. Right. Okay. Now we walk outside, and the coin is about to declare Tommy.
But it has a cheskas not yet.
Oh, so we have two chazokos going up. Maybe the nega got smaller. And if the nega got chazoka. But that chazaka is going as a collision. If it's a stam, then they got smaller chazaka. But that chazaka is going up against another chazaka that the bias has a cheskas tahara. It sounds funny, right? It sounds funny. You know, when you become too much of a lamdan, you can make someone meshuggah. In Beis Din, to become on the Sanhedrin, you had to prove that Chazer is kosher.
It's
49 rayas. So Taka, 49 rayas, and it's, why Taka is a treif? Because the Torah says it's treif. But I can prove to you. So look at this lomisha kash.
The chazak is not going up against the tahara. The chazak is going that there's a nega. And if there's a nega, I can now declare.
Okay, so then he seems to say something like that. A lot of, this is just a pilpul. This is a little lapel. The point over here is, okay, we're out of time, but there's a lot to be mafalpal on this. But think about it. The bias has a cheskas tahara. Chazoka, it's tahara. That's why we didn't declare a tahara. And now we have a nega, and he's not looking at the nega anymore. He's outside. He closed the door. He locked the door. I'm going to declare the bias tahara. Who says the nega is still there? Chazoka. It was there 5 minutes ago. It's there now. But that chazoka is a conflict to the other chazoka, that the bias and the status quo of the bias. It's a funny question. You have to give an answer to the question. So the answer that I like the best is like I told you from Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. He had a Talmud, and he had a dilemma. Should he become a Rosh Hashiva, or should he become a Poisek, or should he become a doctor? And he told him, become a Poisek. Don't become a doctor. Don't become a surgeon. If you're a Poisek, you'll pass him on what's kosher, treif kosher. It's a big deal. The person is treif, so he says al-chayt. But if you're a surgeon and you don't know what you're doing, the guy's dead. You killed someone. Okay? In other words, the world of reality carries weight versus an abstract world. If there's a nega, that's a physical reality. You may tell me that Negoim is Oisu Pella. Okay, fine, that's how we got there. The bottom line is, we have a discoloration on the wall of the bias. L'choyer, that's something real. That's something real, that's something that's Megushim. That's Megushim. You're going up against a Chazaka, as a Cheskas Tahara. It's abstract. This is a concept. In this Welt, when you have a conflict like that, This opens up because laws of chazakos are vast, all over Shulchan Aruch, and every chelik of Shulchan Aruch you deal with chazakos. We learned last week about koyhanim, gedoyle chazaka. Chazakos are very a real sugya in Shulchan Aruch. Dal chelik of Shulchan Aruch. What happens when you have a conflict of two different types of chazakos? Right, you have all different sets of rules. Here in the laws of Tzaraas, it's a lomcha question, it's a funny question almost, because it sounds from far ridiculous, but you know, when you think about it, you have to really, this is part of, you're forced to give definitions and define yourself. You don't really know anything until you can prove it. Like a scientific method. Rav Chaim Brisk invented the scientific approach to learning. You got to break down everything into its little parts and give rules and categorize everything and follow the rules. Why not? The kohen walks out of the house, he's not looking at it. When a rav paskens on maros, he's looking at the mara and he says, this is a mara, she's a nida. You're looking at it. There's a very funny halacha when it comes to nigibotim. Nigibotim, the kohen's not supposed to be in the house. The kohen is supposed to leave the bais, shut the door. And we do know that Nagoyim, they doesn't say that. Doesn't say glass door. Even glass be a hefsek. It doesn't. You don't see it. You don't see it. This is a big sugya. It's a very popular sugya. The kohen is not looking at the nega. He's relying upon what he saw 5 minutes ago. Nagoyim, they come and go. They get bigger. They get smaller. The moon gets smaller and larger. Who says it's still there? Chazaka. Oh, very nice. And the bias also has a chazaka. Why is your chazaka bigger than that chazaka? There's a collision. It sounds like a funny question. But why is it a funny question? Why is it? Define why it's a funny question. So you said something, I don't remember, but there are many ideas. One is physical, and one is conceptual. We live in an Olam Hagashmi. Olam Hagashmi, physical matter carries a lot of weight. If there was a discoloration on the wall that's physical 5 minutes ago, and it's in a collision against a lundis, that chazaka wins the day. Take that concept, I can't give you an example, unfortunately, and go throughout all the Dalei Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, when you have collisions in the laws, and you do, these things come up, it's a factor. Look at the Gemara. What do you want to say? You said another idea. What was your idea? He said some other interesting svaras here.
That it's not a collision, because the Torah is Torah, and that still has its chazak of Torah, until I, the Kohen, proclaim it Tameh. And I'm proclaiming it.
No, so I thought you were saying,
of that
thing. Right, it's a different, they're not collision. There are on different levels.
Different levels.
You're not coming to Paskin. When the Kohen comes to Paskin, he's not passing that the bias is Tameh. He's passing, it's a nega. One memela the bias is Tommy.
Right.
It's not. See, even though it's like, these are obvious answers, but it's very satisfying when you get the vocabulary and the rules to the question seems ridiculous, right?
Once the nega is cited,
right,
then it either diminishes or suspends that chazaka.
But why is that so? The beauty over here is you're being forced to define things with precision. Your answer, what you're saying is that the Kohen is not paskin in Tomei and Tohar. Let's clarify. The Kohen is, there is a Nega. That's it. Once there is a Nega, it's secondary. The male of the bias is Tomei.
But he has to also say Tomei.
Does he?
He has to declare Tomei.
Okay, so that's, you have to clarify. But
he's
still, but the focus, the focus is not on the Tahara of the bias. The focus is you're breaking it down into its parts. The Kohen is coming to Paskin. There is a Nega. Okay, the Nega. Now what? Now, from that, there are consequences. The consequences are there is Tumah and there are a loss. Not like what you would think superficially, the Kohen is coming to, you're getting work carried away with the consequence. The bias is Tumah. No, that's not what the Kohen is doing. That's a secondary consequence. That's the ramifications. It's important to appreciate this concept, because in Shulchan Aruch, you can always be a lamdan and show contradictions. Wait a minute. What are you dealing with? I'm not dealing with Tumah v'Tahara. I'm dealing with defining. Is there a nega or is there not a nega? There's a chazaka. 5 minutes ago, there was a nega. I'm now declaring, and now I'm not seeing it, it's gone, I can't see it anymore, I'm away from it. I'm now declaring that it's a nega. It's secondary, it's completely secondary. Oh, there's a nega, there's tumah. Oh, but there was a cheskes kashrus, this is a chazak, that's a chazaka. They're
implied,
on different tracks.
It's implied, it's not declared yet.
But you do, you're making, you know, but you're coming to make a declaration.
The difference between muskar and muflat, I mean,
no, not that. No, no, not that. Not even that. Let's go. We're going straight. No, we're going straight to muskar, to muflat.
Somebody's separating his tefuah, and he separates it. But he doesn't say this is truma until he declares.
Right.
But it's there. It's the truma. The rest is teva.
No, you have the declaration.
So same here also.
Yeah. You're saying another svar. You're saying a different svar.
Until he declares this
as
we know it's going
to be. But we don't. The declaration has to be based upon, the Gemara says this. The Gemara is acknowledging that it's a unique thing. Generally in the Torah, there's always clarity. Here, you saw something that's no good. Let's say the case, mom's on the borderline. The size is bidiyuk, the minimum shear. And you walk out. And you tell them, okay, you guys got time. I'm giving you half an hour. I'm giving you a day. Go call the moving truck to clean out the house so that nothing becomes tummy. You're doing it for the tumah, right? And now, okay, we lock the door. I hereby declare the bayis nega. Oh, wait a minute. It was 10 hours since you saw the nega. Maybe by now the nega's gone. The Gemara says, chazaka. Oh, chazaka? You want to be a lambda now, chazaka? You know, the bayis had a cheskes kashus. And you have a suffix. Maybe the nega got smaller. So your chazaka, that it's still there, is going a head-on collision against the cheskes tahara that we had until now. You need to define. It sounds ridiculous, right?
Inside, outside.
But here you're not looking at it. Here it's different here. There's a fine point here. There's a fine line. But this brings out the yoifi, the importance of being able to clarify and being able to explain something, break things down to its parts, and understand exactly what you're doing to show how there is no kasha. I am not coming to paskin on tumah v'tahara. I'm coming to paskin on a neg. I'm entitled to do that. The Torah gave me the right to do that. Once I do that, there are consequences. Oh, but those consequences go against another chazaka, and the only reason why I was able to paskin on a neg was because of chazaka. So it's a chazaka against a chazaka. You're right, it's a chazaka, but they're not on a collision course. They're operating on different tracks. And the Torah gave you the power to drive the train on this track. And this now becomes the ikar. You paskin this, memela, everything now falls into place. If it would taka be chazaka against the chazaka on the same track, then you're right, then we got a problem. Okay, we'll stop here.